Our first guest, Browns' new corner, Kevin Johnson, was a first-round pick of the Texans in 2015. Our next guest, another new member of the Browns secondary, first-round pick of the Raiders in 2016, and now he is in the Browns secondary as well, Carl Joseph. Carl, how are you, man? Thanks for joining us.
I'm good, man. How you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're hanging in there. How are you and your family handling this quarantine? You doing okay?
Yeah, we're doing good, man. We're down in Florida right now. We're surrounded by family, trying to stay inside and just stay healthy, you know. Man, but everything's good. How you guys doing up there?
We're doing all right. You know, our governor here in Ohio's done a nice job. He shut things down pretty quickly. Most people are safe, but you know, hey, yeah. Listen, man, it's a scary time for everybody right now.
Yeah, it is. It is.
So we all stay out of each other's way as much as we can now, and then we hope we can all get back to sports and having some fun. Speaking of which, you know, we're hoping to have the season on time, but there was just a report that there may not be any OTAs at all, Carl. As a guy who's new, you know, you're not new to the league, but new to the Browns, it's going to a new team for the first time.
Yeah.
How much of a challenge will that be for you and other new players to not have it, potentially not have any off-season activities?
I mean, I think it's hard. Anytime you take time away from us being around each other, it's going to be hard. But at the same time, I think we all, you know, all 32 teams are on the same even playing field. So we all got to deal with the same issue and same problems. So right now, you know, the most important thing is for us to just stay healthy and get through this crisis. But I'm sure, you know, I've spoken to some of the coaches, you know, about getting out the playbooks once the NFL allows us to do that, so you know we can get a head start and stuff. But you know, it's always better when you can get around the team, around the guys, get in the building, on the locker room, get used to the new teammates. Especially for me, you know, I can't wait to come join my new teammates and get to know the guys. So it's going to be hard, but you know, we all got to deal with it.
That's right. We're talking with new Browns safety Carl Joseph, who spent 4 years in Oakland. And, you know, Carl, I'm curious, you know, last season, you know, prior to your injury, you're having a really good year. And, you know, obviously going into a contract, it's a contract season. It's got to be frustrating for you, but you still get a deal here in Cleveland. You do a 1 year, probably a prove it deal, so you can go back in the market next season. What led you to signing with Cleveland, and just kind of talk us through the last, I don't know, 8 months or so?
It's a lot of factors that went into that. For me, the most important thing, you know, I told my agent, for me, the money wasn't the most important thing. I think for me, it was going to the right situation, the right opportunity, and going somewhere where I felt like I was wanted and needed. And, you know, I felt like, talking to Mr. Barry, he showed that they, you know, that they really wanted me to be a part of the organization. And I was excited. You know, I know we have a lot of upside to this team, and there's a lot of talent. If you look at the roster, a lot of talent. You know, young secondary, that's very good. I think probably two of the best young corners in the league. So for me, it was all those things that played a part in it. You know, I actually didn't know much about the Browns fan base until I signed, and it's pretty similar. I'm coming from a fan base where Oakland, where, you know, the fans are crazy, man. It's a great fan base, and I think I'm going to probably, you know, the same thing, you know, crazy fan base. And that's what I love playing for. You know, that's what we all play the game for. You know, it's for the fans. Mm-hmm. And so I'm excited, and I'm looking forward to it.
We're talking with Carl Joseph, Browns strong safety, one of the new additions. The Browns have made I asked this question to Kevin Johnson before when he was on with us, Carl. The Browns have made a ton of moves here. You know, they've added Jack Conklin at right tackle. They've added Austin Hooper. You bring in a veteran backup in Case Keenum, and you and Kevin and a bunch of other guys on defense. Do you follow that, or do you just, like, you're focused on your free agency and the season and everything going on in life? Are you paying attention to all the other moves the Browns have made?
I wasn't at first. Obviously, you know, once I signed, I really was in tune. I was like, okay, we got this guy and this guy. And I went back to look at who else we signed. I think we made a lot of great moves, so I'm excited. I think we brought a lot of guys. I think one thing that, you know, the staff kept mentioning was, you know, bringing the right kind of character guys in to help you know, propel this team in the locker room and stuff. And I think we did that with some of the guys we signed. So I'm excited, man. Like I said, this roster was already full of talent, if you look at it. And I think, you know, this year we just got to take that next step, man. And, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, I can come in and be a part of that solution.
Carl, you know, when you talk to people around the league when you signed, the one thing they would say about you is, man, this guy can tackle. And he's not scared to, you know, throw his weight around, of course. And you know, I'm a former defensive back myself, and I appreciate the way you play the game. Talk about that a little bit. You know, I mean, you stick your nose in there now, and you make a lot of tackles. You're a sure tackler. How important is that for your game?
I think it's, you know, it's the most basic thing for me from the beginning. Since I started playing this game, was I always loved being physical. I love the physical part of the game. And I think that's where, you know, really pulled me toward this game is the physical part of it. You know, I always loved hitting people. I wrestled in high school, so I think that also helped with some of my tackling. You know, I think to play defense, I think you got to have that. And one thing that, you know, speaking to our new position coach, he mentioned that, you know, he wants dogs in the room and in the secondary. And I think, you know, you want those kind of guys around, you know. Another guy we signed, Andrew Sandejo, you know, same kind of guy, you know, physical. Yeah. I think anytime you can bring that, you know, intensity and hit guys like that, man, it kind of inspire your defense a little bit, man, and get the whole team going. So, you know, I'm that kind of guy, man. I don't fear nobody, man. And for me, when I'm out there, it's, you know, it's either me or you kind of mindset, you know, and I don't really care for my own body. Sometimes, you know, it's not always a good thing, but I think that's only one way to play the game. You know, I can't change it. You know, I try to abide by the rules with all the new rules and, you know, lowering the target. So, but, you know, I think we still got to be physical, man. I think that's what football is about, is being physical.
Yeah, you referenced new rules, Carl. How you know, obviously it seems like every year they add something to make it more of a challenge for guys like you.
Exactly.
Right? So have you changed your game in any way at all? Have you been forced to a little bit?
I have, man. I think I have. After getting some of those hefty fines my rookie year, I learned that, you know, I don't want to keep giving my money up like that. You know, I changed a little bit where it's like, sometimes, you know, you can't just try to go for the kill and go up top, man. You know, you also got to think about the other guys, even though sometimes you don't want to. They're on the other team. But, you know, it's, you know, to protect the teams, because now, you know, they add in the 15-yard penalties. You don't want to hurt your team like that. So, for me, it's all those things. So, you know, try to lower the target. You know, I think that's one thing I changed about my game from especially coming from college, where we didn't really have much of that, where, you know, you could hit a guy up top, but now it's, you know, you don't want to hurt your team more than anything, and also you want to protect, you know, abide by the rules and play by the rules. So, you know, I like keeping my money in my pocket, so I don't want to take too many more of those fines.
Hey, Carl, you know, just want to talk about this because you could probably relate to this, as a lot of Browns fans have. You know, they were a team that at one point lost their team to another city. You know, you were part of last season, the final season there in Oakland with the Raiders. How tough was that for you being a player and going through that and knowing the fans were so frustrated and, you know, kind of sad to lose their team to Las Vegas?
It was hard, you know, especially with, you know, it was a lot of moving parts to where, you know, we didn't know where we were going to be, whether we were going to be in Vegas or we were coming back in Oakland and stuff like that. And for me, you know, I had a very strong connection with the Bay Area. You know, that's where I got drafted. I spent all 4 years there. So, you know, obviously I didn't want to leave, but, you know, that's ultimately out of our control. But, you know, the fan base there is crazy, man. You know, playing in front of those fans in Oakland and that black hole is something special. So I know it was hard, very hard for those fans, you know, to have a team leave like that. But I'm pretty sure they'll travel, man. And like I said, it's very similar to this fan base. Like, I'm learning real quick with the Browns, man. You know, they love their team, so they're going to support no matter what, whether they're losing or whatever it is. They're going to travel and be there for their team.
We're talking with new Brown safety Carl Joseph. Carl, last year you guys were on Hard Knocks. The Browns were on it the year before in 2018. We enjoyed watching it, but obviously we're not playing in it. What was that experience like? Did you were you like kind of worried about the cameras? Did you not pay attention? What was that experience like for you?
I was initially I was, man. You know, because I'm not a very loving the spotlight kind of guy, man. I'm kind of a guy that just chill back and be myself. I don't like the camera being in the spotlight too much. But you know, for some guys, they loved it. As you can see. But you know, after a while, you kind of almost not notice it. You know, especially when you get out to the practice field, and it's just like, you know, you're just out there worrying about practicing and getting better. You don't really notice it. I think the biggest part was just not having much privacy as far as like being in the, when you're in the meeting rooms, you know, you can't really talk or say certain things like how you want to each other and stuff like that, because, you know, his cameras are everywhere. But, you know, as far as like interacting with the coaches, players and all that stuff, but, you know, you get used to it, man. I think it was great. Great experience for the organization, for the team. I think the fans loved it. But, you know, for me, it kind of was like, you know, out of sight, out of mind kind of thing for me, man. I was just, you know, going on about my day and just worrying about football.
Carl, you, of course, you play your high school football in Florida, and you're down there right now. Grew up in Edgewater there, right, in Orlando. And, of course, you know, you go to West Virginia. We talked to JoJo Natson yesterday, who's also a Florida kid who ended up at Utah State and then back at Akron before he signed with the Browns after a couple years in Los Angeles. How did you end up at West Virginia?
Oh, man. You know, I had a real good connection with the coaching staff and the recruiter that was recruiting me at the time. You know, they were recruiting me since my junior year out of high school, man. And once I took my visit there, you know, it was pretty much over with. You know, I fell in love with it, the atmosphere. It was, you know, the way the fans was. You know, it's like a small college town. Mm-hmm. It's not much to do there. For me, I knew I had to get away from home to really excel at what I wanted to do and pursue my dreams, how I wanted to be focused, how I wanted, you know, came down to a few other choices, the, you know, staying at home in UCF or, you know, Tennessee and a lot of those other places and some other schools in the SEC. But I felt like, you know, for me to really be the player I wanted to be and be focused how I wanted, I had to kind of get away from home and you know, and go out there. And it was the perfect opportunity. You know, West Virginia had won a big bowl game that year against Clemson. I think that kind of sealed it for me. After that game, I was like, okay, I definitely want to go and be a part of that. You know, it was all those guys back then, Tavon Austin, Geno Smith, and Devin Bailey, man. I was like, you know what, I want to go be a part of that. And I love the fan base as well there.
I'm not sure what kind of music you're into, but I'm sure you like the song Take Me Home Country Roads, right?
Yeah, everybody do, man. you can't go to West Virginia and not love that song.
You guys sing it after every win, right? The fans
every
do, don't
win,
they?
Every win. You learn to love that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
You look forward to
special.
Hearing that song. That means you won a game.
That's right.
Carl, welcome to the Browns, man. We look forward to seeing you in training camp. Stay well, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Carl.
Appreciate it, too.